Tosa v'shol Rabasi. Omaluhu, loishonu elolochoyla hamargo. He also takeir. When do we have the cool that you could be saying on Tisha Kavin? That means even if you're margul, even if you have tashmish with your wife, but I'll be your chaylo. Avol chaylo liyinso. But if you're sick and it comes out in the middle of the night by oimis, then potmi klum, then there's no takonah at all. That's where he holds halacha. Avizoy am Rav Yosi, and Rav Yosi said, itzimid chatz for Rav Nachman. Let's put and fix all these kelim back again. We got to fix back again this measurement of Tisha Kavin, because now it's shchiach again. If you hold that a chayla hamargul is a talmud chochim that has tashmish with his wife, he's allowed to use Tisha Kavin, so that's shchiach. We have to have the measurement back again. Shashi itzimid means this chaskul. Let's put it back again. Shvarav, the broken pieces. Let's proclaim that tzarech lanu void boy. We need it again. Put it back together again. So they were now michtig. Everybody here is thinking, the machlek is, what was the Tekonis Ezra? How was Ezra Mesakin? But the Gemara of a Nechsa Ezra, Hechen Tikkun. Let's see how Ezra made the Tekonah. So machlek is, if you're a Margulet, could use Tisha Kavin. If not Tisha Kavin, when yeah, when not, let's see. The Tosfos explains, the top Tosfos, V'arben Mekleim is Gavi Shar Tekonis Leiporach Gemara, Ki Hochi. We understand they forget takonas. We have to remember how they're masakin it. El shani yochot the davar rogu b'chol yoimu al kein anu zucharim. His inyan of a keri is very shchiach. People become b'keri. Never they have tashmish with the wife, so it's a very shchiach gezach. So something like this we shouldn't have forgot. Everybody has to know how we know it. So the Gemara, let's see how Ezra made a takona. And the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ezra tikkun Abaye first said Ezra made a takona lebori hamargo. For a healthy person that has tashmish with his wife, if he brings a zera out, is then memso. The bedavka has to go to mikvah.
All right, turn. Now, a bor really yonsev, a healthy person, but the zera comes out by itself, liyonsei, let's say through the night, without his das, it comes out, liyonsei, the fourth light. Then Tisha Kavin, and all he has to do is to become Torah, is just to put Tisha Kavin, pour 9 kavim of water over him. That's what Ezra was masakin. Now, the Yosa Meroi, came via Meroi, and Rashi says, it means of Dimi Verovin, or Pligi Bechela, they have a machlokes, what should be the locha by a sick person? Masava one holds, Chela Hamagla, a sick person, and he has Tashmish, he causes the zero to come out. Kibori Yamag has the same locha like a healthy person causes the zero to come out, and therefore he has to go to the mikvah, and then so. And Vechela Leyonsoi, if a person that's sick, a zera comes out by itself at the night time, loinsoi is kabor loinsoi, the same malacha like a healthy person. There's a chayla, and the bori has the same malacha. That if you're loinsoi, you don't need tisha kabin, and hamagu, you need memso. Umasa, but the other mori says no. The other mori holds, chayla hamagu kabor loinsoi. That if you're sick, even though you cause the zera to come out, you live with your wife, still all you need is tisha kabin, like a healthy person comes out loinsoi. And the chayla liyonsa, a person sick, and it comes out by night time by itself, so locha is then potter miklum, you don't have to go to the mikvah, you do not even need to teach a kavin. So that's the machlokes amaroyim. Omer Rav, Rav says like this, need to take an Ezra tefillah, Ezra's masakah tree, you have to go to the mikvah, but nisin the mitikin was Ezra masakah in the takon of tisha kavin, to pour tisha kavin over you. I've omer Rav learned before, Ezra taken tefillah, the balakarian, Ezra's masakah to go to the mikvah, that's all, but not this takon of tisha kavin. So most like this, Ella rather pshat like the Ella Omarova. Ezra taken feel the bari hamagu. True, Ezra is a masakin of a healthy person lives with his wife that causes the zera to come out. For that memso, true, he has to go to the mikvah. That was Ezra's takana. That's it. Now the yosher rabbon rabbonu came this kind of the man takana labori liyonsa. A person is healthy, the zera comes out by himself by itself. Is tisha kabin? That's the takana later that you need tisha kabin. The Yosa Meroi, now Meroi and Lady Kem, come up with the argue, Bechela, what's the law of a sick person? That Masa, Bechela, Magal, Kabor, Yamago, and therefore you need a Tisha, you need a Mikvah. Bechela, Leonsai, Kabor, Leonsai, you take any Tisha Kabin. Well, Masa, Vino, Labor, Yamago is Memson, for a healthy person needs Memson. But Bechela, Hamagal is Kabor, Leonsai, Tisha Kabin, no, you have to have a Tisha Kabin. Ah, well, Bechela, Leonsai, the person is sick, and it comes out by itself at the night time, then Porto Miklum. He doesn't need a Tfilah, doesn't need Tisha Kavin at all.
Then you don't have to go to the mikvah. But Shenkin Ubori Liyonsoi, but if you're healthy and it comes out by itself, then Tisha Kavin. Avolochoyla, Luitsuyi Rechoyla, Liyonsoi, it comes out by itself, then Porto Miklum. So that's what Rava says. So it's Rashi. What does Rava mean, Hilchasa? It's Rashi. Omar Rava Hilchasa. Rashi Aplukta Damaroyu. Rav is only coming to be mad with this last machlikas amroyim. The posak rova the pligi aliba the rabbonin, that the machulak in the rabbonin. Miu abazot Rashi about the rova is also asking. Abahash danan, how do we feel that walocham Rav Yehuda and the siren higmin, like we said before, for the Amr Nachman Liel. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Basu, he's the Basu. And Avada, the Iker Halacha now is that Yudah ben Beseirah, that we hold, you don't have to go to the mikvah to learn Torah. We hold like Vitlu Takonas Ezra, that even if you didn't go to the mikvah, still you're allowed to learn Torah and allowed to learn. But what's Nageyah to is, if somebody wants to be Svat Halacha, if you want to be Machmer upon yourself, it's a nice thing to be Machmer. You have to go to the mikvah if you're about Keri. Then it's Nageyah, this Halacha. If you want to be Machmer upon yourself, how do you have to be Machmer? If you're a little choler that comes out by itself, you don't have to go to the mikvah at all. But one time you had tashmish with your wife and the zera came out, then if you want to be machmer, there's an Indian to be machmer. That's the takona that you don't have to go to the mikvah then. But it brought down who I did, you could have fisher carbon also. The Ravad that we hold, because the Miri speaks up at two different times. There was a time of Ezra, they first held by the mikvah. There was a time later that they saw it's very hard the mikvah, so the mavatu to the takona of the mikvah, it's enough not fisher carbon. So if you do use fisher carbon, it's something, even if you have tashmish with your wife and you're healthy, there's still an inyan of fisher carbon. And the last door we hold, Nehigin, that the Mavatlut Legamri, that you're allowed to learn Torah and do everything even though you didn't go to the mikvah. So like three stages. So if you want to be machmer upon yourself, there are two types of chumras you could have. Either you could be machmer to take a shower every time afterwards, have fisher carbon, that's also good. And else you can be machmer not to go to the mikvah. Because there's one sheet that the Rif brings down of high going sheet there is, he learns our Gemara. Even though they're mavatol, the tefillah, they're only mavatlet for divrei Torah. But for tefillah, to davin, you still have to go to the mikvah. That's a high going sheet. So the Maisa, we don't hold like that either, because we hold that you can do everything. But go upon, if you want to be machmer upon yourself, it's a nice thing to be machmer.
What about the duration of time if you wait a week? Is there anything in that?
What do you mean, wait a week?
And
not go to the mikvah, you mean?
Not go to the mikvah, and then we do it a week later.
Then I go to the mikvah a week later, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, is he, his halakha is only for if you did it the next day, or is he saying, hasking this way for a week also? Let's say you're...
For a week also, as long as you didn't go to the mikvah, it's no good. I mean, his halakha is that if you're about Keri, you're not allowed to learn Torah until you go to the mikvah. It could be a week later, right? The whole week, you can't go to the mikvah, right? You can't learn Torah, right? Learn Torah, right? But lamaisa, you're allowed to. We hold that lu, okay, it's just if you want to be machmer, it's a nice thing. Right, Tana Rabbana. Bal keri shenostam olav tisha kabin mayim is tor. Bal keri through a tavak on tisha mayim is tor. The medva mum liatzma. It's only if you want to learn Torah or daven for yourself. Avul yacherim, lu yitzi, you want to be a shleich tzibur. You want to daven for somebody else. Rosh, you want to learn Torah, but you want to give a shiur, learn with acherim, then you need a boim so. Then you have to be machmer without ketav a boim so. We have Yehuda Weiner, Mem So Mikomokim. Yehuda is Machmer, no. You need Mem So Mikomokim. We have Yerchen, Rabbi Shur, Belevi, Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Mehai Zugu, one of them from this pair, Chad Mehai Zugu from this pair. A ratio. Some are Mazba, the ratio of this. But this is just Nochmel going over another sheet is how you had to be Noig, Bizman, you had to Takonis Ezra. The Gomko, a ratio. But Chad Omer, that we said you could be mako for yourself just to use tisha kabin, that you're allowed to learn Torah for yourself. But if you want to give a shiur, learn with other people, or daven for the people, then dafke mem so, you have to go to the mikvah, loishonu, that's only, and lochoy lahamargo. It's only if you're a little sick and you have tashmish, you brought it upon yourself, deserve to come out. You're a little sick and the zera came out by itself, then tisha kabin. Then you only need tisha kabin even though you want to learn with others or you want to daven for others. The chadoma, one man yama says, no. Kol yacherim, anytime you want to learn for others, even though you're sick and it came out by itself, the zera, adi ikka memso. That's the chumra. When you want to learn with others or daven for others, you always have to go to the mikvah. The Chad Mehai Zuga, and one of the Chomin, the Chad Mehai Zuga, one from the other, Zug said like this, a Sefer. They said Chedushim on the Sefer. The what? Chad Omer.
That the Rabbi Yehuda said, no, a Baal Keri always has to go to the mikvah mikomokom, lo shonu ela bekarka. He meant to say, you don't have to go in the karka, ava bekedom moi. It's what's called the tefillah in the mikvah. If you go into the karka, like our mikvahs are in the karka. Afuka not a kli. You can't take a barrel and put water into the barrel and be tevil into the barrel. A keli not. The chadomer, afilu bekelim nami. Even bekelim, you're allowed to be toivim. So Rabbi Shlomo Melaman diyoma afilu bekelim, even in kelim and in a bed. You could go in and be toivim there. Haynu d'tonya b'yudu oime memso mikol mokim. That's what Yehuda said, you have to go to the mikvah, or the mikol mokim in any type of a tefillah in memso, even if the water is in a kli. And Laman diyoma bekarko, that no, you would have to go like our mikvahs. That I'm a chubut to the ground, to the karkom, in. Over the kelim lo, if you have men saw in a kli, you can't be tevil. Therefore, that corner says wrong. Mikomokim asuyimai. What was the Yehuda be makel that mikomokim? So at the mile asuya, mayim shuvim. You know, there's a cooler that, but the corner says we can even use mayim shuvim. And that's the halacha. Whoever wants to be machmir to go to the mikvah, but the Kohen says you don't have to go to a kosher mikvah, it's enough that there's enough, even though it's mayim shuvim. It's also enough what the Kohen says. It's enough in the Gemara. And about the Kohen says, even with man Ezra, it wasn't the chiv midiraisa to go to the mikvah. It was only the Kohen midirabonin, so he made kulis on this tefillah, it's enough mayim shuvim. Who was then we passed in the Kohen says the chatzitz is not mastic. Even if you have a chatzitz on your hand, still it's enough for the Kohen says. They are coolers in this tefillah. We have Papa Rabbuna, Breda of Yeshua, the Rava, the Rebbe, the Rav Shmuel. Krichi riftu bad yadodi. They ate their supper, they ate bread together. So they made a moitzi, and you have three of them together. They came to bench, so one bent them and a mezumin. His Omalei Rav Papa said, Hovu little didi, let me bench. Why? Let me bench. Because I had already tesh kavan on me today. As he was saying, with the Baal Keri last night, he had tashmish last night, but he had already tesh kavan. The Rashi says, when he said tesh kavan, it means lav dafka tesh kavan. Because the Susi, he says, no, he changed his mind, he went to the mikvah. The thing he meant to say is, I'm tor. I have the, if you hold tesh kavan enough, I have tesh kavan. Amulu Rava, Vareb Yishmuel, Tanina, we learned, that the medvav amurim, when could you be makel to be semech on tisha kabin? That's only yatsmoy. It's only if you want to learn or daven for yourself. Avul acherim, when you want to do for other people, there you wanted a bench to be mitzi other people. You learn daven for other people. Then dafkin them saw. So even if you have tisha kabin, still you can't bench. Ella he answered like this. Hopefully no, still give to me the bench. So the lav dafka d'nofel doesn't mean the water fell on top of you. The Rashi says d'nofel alavaya lav dafka. El tzaval to be memso. I thought it was terrible in the mikvah. I said before I only had tisha kavan. I meant to say I'm Torah. That's all. They say mikra. Then he thought tisha kavan is enough. But now if you tell me for other people I have to have avoyim so, I wasn't the mikvah also. So Mela, let me bench. Omolu Rafuna said, Hovu lila didi. No, no. If you want to take off that, I have a better taina. Let me bench already, Lavorach. Why? Telek alavai lehai v'lehai. That means I didn't have tisha kavan, and I didn't have no mikvah. Why? Because it wasn't about carry altogether. So well, I had a bigger madrega. You want to say you were toivel? I didn't go to the mikvah. I didn't have to go to the mikvah. I had a bigger madrega. Oh, so Mepharshim say the Pshat was a bigger madrega, because if you're about carry, even though you table in the mikvah, you still have a Rosh Hashanah on you. The tumor doesn't go away until Harish Shemesh. Like Midiraisa, if you're about carry, even if you were table, you still have tumor on you till the night time. So even after your tefillah, there's still a Rosh Hashanah on you. But Shaykh, if you weren't tummy at all, that's a bigger madrega. The Pshat brings down that if you're looking for a Shtir Tzibah to daven, and you want to look from Hudnik, Shliach Tzibur, if you know he wasn't about carry at all, he's better off than a person that was about carry once in the mikvah in the morning. It's a big yechashivas. It's right in his Gemara like this. He said, let me bench better, because I didn't have tashmashes within the last 24 hours. But the Rosham Atumah stays for 24 hour periods. So even though you went to the mikvah, and you talk a Torah, but a Rosham is still there. Fight the Rab Choma, Rav Choma Tavli B'mali Yom the Pesach. He used to go to mikveh every Erev Pesach. Why? Moitzi Rav Medecha Vosen. Because at night he used to say the Agoda. To be Moitzi Rav Medecha Vosen. So to be Moitzi Rav Medecha Vosen. So to be Moitzi Rav Medecha Vosen.
So tomorrow, though, the last Hilchos HaKavosei, we don't pass like all these things, like Rashi says, Hilchos HaKavosei, Rechid Liatzmei Benisina, even for yourself, it's enough, Tishikavin, Lacherim Nami Benisina, for other people also, Inami, and we hold Alocha, the Pshati is the Kemok, we do the Messiah. We pass in that we don't have any more Tachanas Ezra, that you allow to daven for yourself, you allow to daven for other people, even though you didn't go to the mikvah, because we held Divrei Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. And the pshat is that Rabbanu will move out to the Takona.
According to the Tiri Shita, that we don't pass the mic, if someone was total and had he just did it with the Kli, with nine,
and the Tishikabi.
And then he didn't, and he wasn't davening for anybody, and a day later someone asked him to daven.
Yeah. It'll be the same thing, you shouldn't do it. According to Shita, you're not allowed to. And look at the mikvah, right? Right?
Even
right.
A month later.
Month later, right?
Gotta go back to the mikvah.
Right. Right, right.
Maybe don't.
This man, yeah. Right, let the Mishnah. Someone was in the middle of davening Shimon Esrei. The Niske Shuba Keri, and he remembered now he was about Keri, and he didn't go to the mikvah. So the Zman Ezra, it was also to daven then. He doesn't have to stop davening. Since he started to daven already, he doesn't have to stop. Elo Yikatzer, he should finish each bracha we had before, say it first, like Rashi says. Every one of the brachot, Yudches brachos, Yimakol brachos, because say each one very fast to finish davening fast. Now, Yorad Litva, he went down to Bitovu in the mikvah. In Yorcholal, so he could get up all this chasves and get dressed. The likroi sent to be Kerei Kriyishma. It's like a new case now. Some a person was about Kerei Atashmish last night. He comes in the morning, he wants to go to the mikvah, he went to the mikvah, now and he's in the mikvah now, and it's about to come Zman Krishma. Now this mission holder is about Zundu Mitzvah and Amuvcha to say Krishma by Netzach Hamah. That's like the Vesikin. When it comes Netzach Hamah, that's a special time to say Krishma. It's not Likuvam, but if you say it then, it's like a Mitzvah and Amuvcha. So now, you went down to the mikvah right before Netzach Hamah. Since there's still enough time for you to come up and get dressed for Likrois, Achleit, Tayanai, Tachamo, until the sun rising come up yet, Yalav Yitzchasa, rather it's better for you to come out of the mikvah and get dressed and then say Krishma, Vikra, then say Krishma. V'yim lav, but let's say it's mamish a minute before Neitachamo. And you're going to start getting up and getting dressed, you're going to miss the Netzach Hamah. You're not going to be able to say Krishma. Shno Yadaheta, Yitzchasa B'mayim, put your goof inside the water. But Yikra, you're allowed to say Krishma even though while you're in the mikvah. We'll see in the Gemara. Then you have to like stir up the water to make the water shouldn't be a clear to see through. You can't see Erva, you're allowed to daven that way. You're allowed to say Krishma. The Yikra. For lo Yechasa, though, but you shouldn't cover yourself up, Loi B'mayim Haroyim, if the water smells. The water is a sruchim, it's a spoiled water. Well, then you can't daven, you can't say Krishma there. Same thing, we have flax that was in water, soaked in water. Also, the water smells very bad, you know how to daven there. Let you put new fresh water in. And how much that the Gemara talk about? How much water you have to put in? You're not allowed to daven in front of Meiraglayim. Until you add water in, we'll see how much. So the Maran Mishnah, the Kamar Yarchit Mem, how far do you have to go away from Meiraglayim, or else from Tzoya, stam from Tzoya, comes out of a person, is Dal Damas. You have to go away Dal Damas. Within Dal Damas, you're not allowed to daven. So these are big halachas, and we'll see about these next two blocks, we'll see these halachas. So the Gemara. Tone Rabon. So Yoimid Batfila, somebody was davening Shimon Esrei, the Niska Shu Bakeri, he remembered he's a Bakeri, he's not allowed to daven until he goes to the mikvah, is Lo Yafsik, don't stop davening, Eli Yikatzer, do it fast. So Yikori Bateri, somebody got an aliyah, and he was demos, he was a Bakeri, he was laning, the Niska Shu Bakeri, is Eino Mask, he doesn't have to stop laning right there, even though he's not allowed to say Terah, with Mastik Viela, and the Megam gained the Kuru. The Gan is Rashi Bemrutza. Let him sell it to soon see at least three psukim, like that's the least amount you can lane to get an aliyah. Let him stay as fast, and then stop laning. Rameyavayma, Ein Barkeri Rishon, Likras Patera, Yesum Gimel Psukim. We have the Hezber, that how many psukim is he allowed to lane when he realizes he's a Barkeri? Only three psukim. Trash Yesum Gimel Psukim, going to base a Knesset. The Yesh Lepachas, he can't lay in less than three psukim by an aliyah. Could have not occur at Beterim, but Yifchas Megim Psukim. If you had an aliyah, you have to at least say three psukim. So if the Balkari got the aliyah and started to lay, we don't tell him to stop, he's not at least laying three psukim. Fast. Rashi says fast to me, the roots are. To do it fast. To do it as fast as you could. Tanya Yiduch, Mother Bright says, Hayoimid Betfila, some Balkari in the middle of davening. The raw, there's not a Balkari, there's Tamalacha. Somebody in the middle of davening Shmoneser. Veroya Tzoye connected. He sees Shmutz in front of him. He's Alocha Mahal Lech Lefonim. In the middle of Shmoneser, you have to walk away now. Achi is Rakenu Leachur of Dal Damis. He's walk all the way in front of this Tzoye, the Shmutz, that today it should be now back to you, Dal Damis. You're allowed to walk in the middle of Shmoneser. For the more of our time, let's go. Then we heard it's enough that it be Dal Damis on the side. Doesn't have to be so you walk so much in front that now it's in the back of you. It's not if you just walk to the side, now it's Dal Damas on your side. Molakasha. Or the Yevsha, where you could walk, it's an open field, so you could walk way in front. So then you're supposed to go in front of it, Dal Damas. Or the Yevsha, the case where there's a river in front of you, so you can't go in front. So then it's enough if you walk to the side, Dal Damas. So Drashi. For time it's not the main circle, Alech Elo, Achetel Yahurub, you don't have to walk so much in front. The Yevshele, Elech Lefona, Elech Lefona, Achetel Yahurub. Lo Yevshele, Granchiesh, No Lefona, there's a river in front of you, then it's not Mistal, it's not. That's one halacha. Now, for you miss, another halacha read, we'll soon see, not to make a steam here, for you miss Paul, somebody was davening Shmonesri, or Mozart Sayyidim Kaimah, and he found out right where he was davening now, right under his legs, there was Sayyid there. Who is Shmutz there? Is Omar Rabba Alpha P Shechotza, even though he wasn't allowed to daven there, or there's still Tfilos of Tfilah. But the air that he davened, his Tfilah is a good Tfilah. Maskable Rabba, Frank Rabba, not like that. Because the Pasuk says, Zevach Rishon Tueva. The Rosha brings a Zevach, a Korban, it's Tueva, it's not a good Korban. And Tfilah is a Mokum Korban, that's what brings down this Pasuk. That means if you davened in a Mokum where there was Soya there, Shmutz there, you're not allowed to. And Omar Rabba, Hoyul Vachotza, since you said Shmonesra in the place where you weren't supposed to, is Alpha Pisha, Spalot, Kinos, or Tueva. Your Tfilah is called a Tueva. What does that mean? The place has two Kshotim. The Alpha Pisha, Spalot, Kinos, or Tueva, tries to have him move us, Lo Yucholiska. He did something bad, he can't be Misakan. He learned Jesaka Davin, but it's a bad Davin. The Re perished, and the Loch we held like the Re, the Yasav Yispal. If he came out, you Davin in a Mokim with the worst Soya there, then Yasav Yispal. So here, what's the difference between these two Gemaras? The first Gemara says, if you're davening Shmonesrei, and the middle you saw Tzoy is in front of you, then all you have to do is walk Dal Damas away. And here it says, your tefillah is not a good tefillah, you have to daven over again. So the Achronim say, the Pshat is, it depends if you were supposed to know there was Tzoy there or not. Hey, it's the Mokim where you're davening right now. If it's a place where Shchiach, Tzoy should be there, and the kids around there, and they could be there, they may be there, so you were supposed to know about it, then there's a time you're Pesheya. You shouldn't have davened there unless you checked out the place. And then, if you davened and later you find out it was there, it's called your Pesheya, your Tfilah is not a good Tfilah. Pesheya in the first Gemara is talking about that the Tzoya wasn't right in front of you. It wasn't even within your Dal Damis. It was just in front of you. So there, the Pshat is, you don't have a Chiyav if you davened to check out all the place miles in front of you. You don't have, you're not called a Pesheya. You have a right to Nemo, the Mokum was Torah. So then, Kozman, you don't know about it, you didn't do anything wrong. But if now you see it, so you have to stop davening and walk away, Dal Damas. But you're not called a Pesheya, Bishas Yudavin, because you weren't supposed to know. Because if it's Bimkoimoi, and it's talking about Bimkoimoi where you should have realized it was there. Now, Shem, you don't have to realize it was there, then it's Mutta. Muslim Nishul, you don't have to think there's any Sayyah there in Nishul. So even if after davening you find out there was there, then you wouldn't have to daven over again. But let's say a person just came out of the Beit HaKisei, it was a dirty Beit HaKisei, and there was some stuff on the floor there. So you should have known, maybe your shoes got the dirty from it. And later you davened Shmonesri and you found out you had some soya on your shoes, that's called the Pesheya, and then you would have to daven over again. So you can tell if you were Pesheya, if you should have known or should have realized it was there, then if you daven, you have to daven over again. But if you're an honest, you didn't have to know, then we hold the tefillah as a good tefillah.
How much
in your Dal Damas, right around you. So some of us learn that what does it smell? So you're Pesheya, you should have smelled it, you should have realized it. But the biggest worry is that you're Pesheya then. You should have realized it.
Smell.
It doesn't smell, and you're not supposed to think it's there, then you're an honest. It's not like most in middle shul. You don't have to think say is there. And all of a sudden, lady sees something is there, you don't have to daven over again. But if you're in your house, we have your kids running around, you have diapers there, this, and it could be there, then you should check before you daven. And then you have a kid walking around with diapers. So a shchiach, he could have a schmutz there. So if he's davening, you should check him before you start davening. And you call the pshay, you should have checked him out. For Yohim mit the Tfila, person was the middle of davening Shemun Esrei, or Mayim Sheis Nabirka. He says, May Raglaim, water starts coming out of him. His wife is not talking about there before he had to go. He didn't have to go before, so there's a lot of start davening. And the middle could be with a sick person, or what started to come out of Meraglayim. His poisik stopped davening there when the water's coming out. Until the water finishes, then the choizu mispalu. You're allowed to continue davening Shemun Esrei the way you are without washing ears, anything. You're allowed to continue. For the more leichum choizu, where do you continue to? Rav Chizda Rav Nuna, machlokes. Chadama choz l'rosh, you have to start over davening. Start over again. For chadama l'makom shepotik. One says, no, you just start where you ended off. Not to Aloha, just start where you ended off. But tomorrow, what the machlag? You say, let me walk in with you. Ma'atzava im shok de ligmuras kuloi choizl the rush. The question here is, well, when the water started to come, you had to stop, and it took a long time till it stopped. So it took you 2-3 minutes. And Yoshman Esra only takes 2 minutes. So if the wait in between was longer than the whole thing, that's called the hashtag, you have to start over again. Ma'atzava l'makim shaposak, they don't know. Even though you waited this long, it's enough to come back to the place you ended. But the Marmar of Ashi, of the Zoi, Hi, im shoyim lo shoymi boyle. If that's the Shiloh, it should have said that. The question is, if you waited so long to finish Hol Shemun Esrei, now he starts davening again, where does it start from? Elo de kule yalme im shog le ligmas kule chayz l'roish. About if he had such a big hefzid, he had to wait in between till he could have, the 3 minutes, he could have finished Hol Shemun Esrei. About he has to start over again. That's called the hefzid. If any time you stop davening and waited amount of time that you could have finished davening, that's hefzid, start over again. Now here we're talking about where the Meir Raglayim came out for one minute, and then you could daven again. So what's the machlokes? Boston, but the loy shoy, you didn't wait the 2-3 minutes. You only waited a half a minute. Kimiflagi. The masova gavra the chuyu. He had to go. So at that time he wasn't worried to daven. So even the first tefillah that he davened wasn't called a good tefillah. He's a gavra that had to go then. He shouldn't have davened then. V'yein ro. V'yein tefillah. Tefillah is not a good tefillah. At the time when he started davening, he didn't have to go, and he's a guy with a chazia. Tefillah is a good tefillah. As he went in the middle of Shemun Esrei, it's no kasha. But at the beginning, when he started, he didn't have to go. So now it came out, that's called the Gavra's Chozin, and that's how we pass like this. But all you have to go to is back to the place where you stopped.
Well, why should this be any different than the previous example?
Meir Raglayim is a kula. Meir Raglayim, they say, it's only midrabbonin, you're not supposed to daven in front of it. Mitzoya is an issa d'iraisi, not allowed to daven in front of Tzoya. Meir Raglayim is only midrabbonin. So in the Mokum, we're in the middle of Shemun Esrei, they weren't masadu. So they didn't make such a big difference for you.
But then philosophy tefillah then. Why do we have to be as machmer as we are over here?
So we hold philosophy tefillah. We hold that the mandiyam it's a good tefillah.
Yeah.
We hold that it is a good tefillah. But another thing.
Well, I mean, even the Havimini shouldn't be that
philosophy. Right, another thing that occurred, the Shurim says here is talking about that the Merag Lion Ezom came out not that much, like tip, only drops came out, and it was nibble in his beget. So it wasn't any place of water there in front of you. It was in his begodim. So they say it's only mutter if your outside the godam are clean. So only if the inside the godam are wet, but since the outside the godam are clean, then it's good. Or else the case is it fell onto the ground and it was nivla dissolved into the ground. So you don't have any meraglaim on top of the ground. That's the case. If there would have been a puddle of meraglaim on the ground, then you're right. Then you're supposed to walk away, daladamas. So here we're talking about either one of two cases. Either with nivla in his beged, in his underpants, it's there. So it's a chiddush. Even though his underpants is wet, still he's allowed to daven Shemun Esrei. So even though mitchila, you're not supposed to. And if you didn't start davening yet, you're supposed to go change. But lo yitzur, in the middle of davening though, since it's only this, the rabbona, they weren't matriach you to stop davening, go change in the middle, you're allowed to continue davening. So the day, some people are sick, that it comes out, they can't stop it. And the day, even though the begodim get wet, that's the halacha. All they have to do is just stop at that time when it's coming out, and then you allow it to continue on the Shemun Esrei.
What about the holy bag and the
philosophy of that? Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, it could be it's covered up there, though, right? If it's covered up, I'm not sure. Could be it'll be mutter there. But Fatih is honest. He has no brayer. He can't do anything. It'll definitely be mutter. But that's only in Meirag line is only this the Rabbonim. And the Rabbonim were machmir, mocking it to yesterday. We can't do it.
Even so.
So I don't know. So it'll be different. So is this the Raisa. So you're the Raisa, now a lot of daven in front of Soyuz. It could be there would be also.
All right, we'll stop here.